say, you know, if you saw someone out in a wagon going along with a load of wood, you would say he's doing what to the wood? He's
hauling the wood.
And if there were, say there were a log in the road, you might say he tied his rope to it and pulled it out of the way and
pulled it.
Or would you, if you're using drag there, you might say he tied his rope to it
to drag it out of the way. Mm-hmm. Now, we just always say pull it out of the way with the rope.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear about people? Ever hear people talk about snaking logs instead of dragging?
Mm-hmm. But that's snaking them in water.
Oh, well, they just drag them out of the water.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
When they were talking about snaking logs, they were usually, I don't know, well, I guess you snake them. Water was connected with it somehow.
Oh, they must have been snaking them out of swamps.
Yeah, there's things like that. Mm-hmm.
They'd
hitch horses to them, you know, hitch the horses to the ropes to the horses and let the horses pull them out.
And on the wagon, the thing that went from one wheel to the other that connected the wheels rotated on the
axle.
And I believe you said you always had a garden.
Mm-hmm.
How did they plow the garden? Did they have
with a plow, pulled by a horse.
Horse-drawn plow?
Uh-huh.
Do your father have different kinds?
He had a hand, we had a hand plow too. Yeah, we had different blades you could put on the plow.
Do you remember what any of those blades were?
No, I don't remember the names for them, but some of them were double like that, see? And then some of them would turn the dirt, see? They wouldn't plow it up. You just want to turn the dirt.
Oh, a turning plow.
Uh-huh. But I've forgotten what you call that blade.
Do you ever talk about harrows and things like
Yeah, you'd harrow the field, you plow it. And then you'd hitch the harrow on, and the harrow head was a flat bed like that with a lot of little prongs, like a comb. Whole bed comb. And you'd hitch the horses to it and go across the field, and you know, a plow would leave it rough.
A harrow
would break up all those clods, and it would be perfectly smooth. Yeah, you'd harrow the field. Then you'd go back and take a plow and cut your rows.
And that harrow just pulverized it.
Pulverized it, uh-huh.
Talking about the equipment like that, did they ever have an X-shaped frame or an A-shaped frame for sawing? They might lay wood across the saw. Did you ever?
We didn't have anything. We didn't have anything fancy like that.
And if you wanted to, remember when men had the straight razors, what did they start those on?
A piece of leather. A strop.
Mm-hmm.
A strop.
My grandfather.
S-T-R-O-P, a strop, not a strap.
Strop.
But, I don't remember Papa using a razor. Not big enough, but their safety razors came along early in my life. I don't ever remember seeing Papa shave with a straight razor.
My grandfather, I
had a brother-in-law who used a straight razor. All the time, he preferred it to a safety razor.
My grandfather got one. I have one. He was in Germany in World War I and bought one over there.
Bought a straight razor over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a fine razor.
Wonderful blade.
Mm-hmm. I still have that.
Steel blade. Whips.
And if you want to fire a revolver, what would you put in the revolver to fire it? In other words, if you were to fire a pistol, you would put what in it to fire you?
I don't know what you'd put. I had a box of them in there to fit my pistol, but I don't think they were any good.
If it wasn't, they weren't real bullets, they were just blank.
Oh, you blank cartridges?
Mm-hmm, that's right. And if you wanted to straighten your hair, you'd use a comb out. And what else to straighten your hair? Or if you wanted to fix your hair, you'd use a comb out.
Brush.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. Can you tell me about some of the games?